Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
So, Carver, hi. I just saw your boy Carlson with his 29th for Vegas on a beautiful two-on-one. They stole the puck in San Jose's end along the far wall, right? And then they shot it across to Carlson coming down between the circles. He dumps it over to Marchessault in the right circle inside of it for a little one-timer. Isn't Jones the goalie? Makes a spectacular save on Marchessault, like full-on pad save, like butterfly. And the puck flips over to the far post where Carlson is standing behind the post, behind the goal line, and he just shoves his stick up and pulls it back in like the cash register and scores his 29th. Third in the league behind Ovechkin and Malkin with goals. And then it's your boys Anders Lee and Tavares. What do you think of the way, a couple questions, that Carlson has been scoring goals? We've been talking about this kid since we were in Vegas. The guy has been able to light the lamp. I mean, at least once a week, once or twice a week, he scores goals. It's unbelievable.
Yeah, I don't think anybody expected this. This is like part of the whole Vegas out of nowhere storyline is also a guy like William Carlson who never scored like this before. I'm sure Columbus, you know, can't believe he's scoring like this. It's just... he's been unbelievable for them. He's got a shot. He got 40 goals this year. I mean, he's definitely trending that way. Just a monster year. He's going to get paid.
And then Howla had his 21st tonight to tie the game up.
Another kid having just a unbelievable year. 20 plus goals for him now.
So now on the other side of it, Lee and Tavares both have 28. Explain to me how they could, you know. Couple things.
Well, it was a gutless effort.
Okay, but on top of the game, tell me about how they lost to Buffalo. And then how do you have two guys that seriously are having these type of seasons that are putting up this kind of numbers? Like Lee, I've never seen him score that many goals. And then Tavares, I count on.
Take it a step further and go look at the points leaders in the league, and you'll find two more guys, Josh Bailey and Matthew Barzell, the rookie.
Right, the rookie.
Well.
How are they not winning?
They have scored the most goals in the league. They have the most four-goal games in the league. They put pucks in the net. Their over-under in Vegas every night is 6.5. You don't see that in hockey.
It's 5.5.
Every
usually.
Night the Islander game is at 6.5. Every night.
But usually all games are 5.5.
Because here's the problem. They've given up the most goals in the league. They've given up the most four-goal games in the league. It's embarrassing. Tonight they go into Buffalo, a place where, let's be honest, the team stinks. There's no doubt about that.
Right.
Terrible 5-on-5. They're terrible all over the place.
Terrible.
Even at home, it don't matter. And this was the start of a two-week stretch for the Islanders where they were going to play a lot of teams that are below them in the standings. And they started off by getting down 3-0 tonight up there. They fight back. Tavares had a goal tonight. Lee had the tying one to make it 3-3. And then they just, like 2 minutes later, give up the goat, give it up. It didn't take long after they tied it.
Do you remember who had the winner?
I believe for Buffalo it was Sam Reinhart who had the winner.
It was.
Tonight for Reinhart.
Sam Reinhart is 11th. And then, didn't you have him in fantasy tonight?
Sam Reinhart was, yes.
Nice call on your part. But Tavares is 28th in that one as well. Let's, that's got to be.
Now the Islanders play Detroit tomorrow night. Another team below them in the standings, not having a good year. This one at the Bark on the second end of a back-to-back. It's just you have to win these games if you're serious about making the playoffs.
I would think that they're, you know, I know they're minus 130 tomorrow. You'd think it'd be higher at home. They play well at home, and if they can't beat them, I mean, literally, if you lose to Buffalo and Detroit back-to-back with where those two teams are right now, I think you're in big trouble.
Well, they lost at home to Detroit earlier in the year, 6-3.
That's just unbelievable. What did you think of Sean Monahan with a couple of goals tonight for Calgary. And then Johnny Gaudreau had his 17th as well as they go into the Rock and beat the Devils. We continue to talk about the Calgary Flames and are impressed by them.
Every night they win. It's amazing. They've done a great job. They're on a long road trip right now. We saw them in Chicago the other night. And now they're here in the New York area for like the next few days. They played at the Rock tonight.
Right.
They go to the Garden tomorrow night to play the Rangers. Then Sunday they're at the Barclays Center to play the Islanders. So basically same hotel for three games for the Flames here this week. And they're taking advantage of it. They just keep putting pucks in the net and winning.
Travis Konecny with a couple of goals tonight for the Flyers. Claude Giroux also had a goal. They rough up the Canadiens. We've made fun of them all year that they are just it's inexplicable how bad the Canadiens are. But the Flyers are turning into something.
They're on a tear right now. I just saw it, and I lost the stat in front of me. They're something like 16-2-4 in their last 20 years. They had that. Remember they went like 11 games without a point earlier in the year around November, late November, early December?
Right.
The Flyers since then have been excellent. They've played great hockey, and they're back in the mix now. They're in a playoff spot right now, I believe.
They play at Arizona on Saturday night.
Didn't Arizona come back tonight from
they
down 3-0 to win that game?
They did. They won in overtime, I believe, is what happened. But I was just looking to see if I could get the exact number on your streak that you're on. They do hold a playoff spot in the Eastern Conference. They entered in seventh, just 1 point ahead of Columbus and the Islanders, and only four out in front of 10th-placed Carolina. So there you go on that front. So now let's look at that other one that you're there's a couple other great games here. The Coyotes that you mentioned, they came back and won in overtime in Minnesota. They scored four straight goals to do it. And that's how they won the game in overtime. And then the other overtime game tonight, the Senators, we told you about that one. They won in overtime on a late end-to-end rush. Hoffman scores the winner for Ottawa there. Lightning, Kucherov ended a goal drought. He scores, let's see how many he's got, 28 on the air. He's also in the top five in the league in scoring. They beat the Canucks 5-2 tonight. Tampa, an easy win. Blues blow out the Avs 6-1. Shen had a pair of goals. Braden Shen now, 21 goals, 22 and 23 tonight. So he just continues to rack up goals. He's having a great season for the Blues. And then the Stars, Tyler Seguin with numbers 27 and 28 tonight as the Stars win in Chicago 4-2 over the Blackhawks. So there you go. Big night in the NHL. And I continue to be amazed at how the Chicago Blackhawks have been unable to sustain any kind of normalcy or winning. It's unbelievable. They're in dead last place in the Central Division, and no one can even explain it. They've lost four straight, 2-6-2 in their last 10, and only Columbus has lost four in a row. The Rangers have lost four in a row. In terms of losing, those are the teams right now streaking the wrong way in the NHL. Kenny in Greenville, South Carolina, you're on CBS Sports Radio.
Man, I got to say, I just don't understand why the Islanders don't get rid of Hulk and or Grice. Is it something in the contract, or what is it? What is the reason why they keep those guys going out there every day?
Carver High?
It's not the goalies. Lately, it hasn't been the goal. Well, Grice stinks. Halak's been playing good for them lately.
I saw him make big saves.
They're giving up 50 shots a night. 50 shots a night they're giving up in their last eight games. Tonight, it wasn't as bad with the shots allowed, but they've had games recently. 50 against Toronto, 49 against Columbus, 47 against another team. Florida game was 41. They're giving up over between 40 and 50 shots a night.
Where they screwed up was in the expansion draft when they protected a bunch of defensemen that are worthless.
Well, that's a fair point.
They made bad decisions in the expansion draft. They made a deal with Vegas to make sure they didn't take Brock Nelson, of all people.
And you can't stand him.
He stinks. And they love this kid, Pelik, who's not that great. You're right. They kept a couple guys. They didn't want to let Pulak out there, and he's been better this year. But they want to blame injuries. DeHaan's been hurt. Boychuk's been hurt. They don't really have anybody to come up. Their two best defensemen in the AHL are hurt also right now. So they don't even have those two guys they can go to. Their defense, it's not just defensemen. It is a team-wide defensive breakdown that they're going through right now. It's the forwards. It's the defensemen. It's everybody. You need to block some shots. You need to clear the puck out of the zone. They have huge problems doing both of them, and it's a firing
gallery.
So
when you watch games and you sit here and watch the Islanders play every night, the only thing you worry about when you're watching them, because they do everything else right, they score a lot, it's just that they give up so many shots. Their defense is like Swiss cheese.
It's terrible. They are the worst. This might be the worst defensive hockey team I've seen in forever. I mean, just it's embarrassing.
Good point on the, what they did at the expansion draft. How many guys can they protect or whatever? Was it really that bad?
They were the one team that, remember, they had the weird rules where you could protect at two extra defensemen or one extra defenseman. They went the max on the defensemen because they didn't want to leave Ryan Pulak out there. He would have been taken. He's a young kid with a big shot. They love him. And then they had this kid, Adam Pelik, who they should have never protected. He's also a young kid, but not worth it.
So they should have let him go.
They could have left him exposed. He probably wouldn't have been taken.
There you go. So they're still up 2-1, Vegas. Fleury just made an incredible save on a breakaway. He's standing on his head. It's like every night. And here he is taking on the Sharks tonight. And they're no joke either. When you look at the Pacific Division, Vegas is 10 points ahead of San Jose in the points department and in the division. Calgary's tied with them with 64 points apiece, but San Jose's been tough, and they're giving them a game tonight 2-1. But what a save by Fleury with the toe jam sliding across the crease to make a huge save to keep the game 2-1 Vegas. You know, they're rocking at Longbar tonight watching the Vegas Golden Knights in Sin City.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.